Je suis en compagnie de Briarly Parker, la mère de Max Sitch, atteint de l'atrophie musculaire spinale de type 2 et responsable de la fondation Mighty Max. Max has a spinal muscular atrophy type 2, a rare form of muscular dystrophy. How is it categorized?
Because Max was diagnosed a little bit later, as well as he sits. So the easiest definition for the difference between like a type 1 and a type 2 is Max is able to sit. And whereas type 1s, they have little to no mobility, and they have less copies of the SMN2 gene.
And when did you know that Max had a rare neuromuscular disease?
So he was diagnosed November 24th, 2020. So about like just over 2 months ago.
Okay. And what was your reaction?
It's very shocking to hear something like that, especially because it's a terminal diagnosis that doesn't really matter on the type that they have. Their life is just not, the longevity of their life is just not there. So at first you're just kind of in shock saying, no, this can't be true. This isn't real. Like there's no way that my child has this. And then you just kind of have to, the first thing you want to do is Google it and just get as much information as you can. It's hard, and especially because I was alone. So when the doctor told me that he might have it, I was like, oh, okay. And then the next day we had to get a blood test to confirm, and then we had to wait a week for that blood test to come back. So that entire week I was like, there's no way, like he's just, because he was premature, he'll walk, it, like he'll be fine. It's just, there's just something else. Yeah. And then when she called, like I just started to cry. It's really tough to hear something like that, that you're just, you're pretty much just going to have to, you don't really know, like SMA is such a different disease that it gets worse every single day, but your child just deteriorate. So you don't know, you know, when you're going to lose them. Type 1s usually don't make it to 2. They have a very short lifespan, or a very tough life. Whereas type 2s, they do live longer, but they just get sicker and sicker.
Of course. And as a mother, you just want the best for your child.
Yeah. And it's really hard to process that, you know, you have like aspirations and dreams, you know, like, we're athletes. So I'll watch my kid play hockey and basketball and do all these things, and the reality is like that's not a reality anymore. It's a completely different, you have to shift your thoughts on what your future looks like now, because it's completely different.
And before Max was diagnosed, did you suspect anything?
Yes, we did. Because he was born 4 months premature, a lot of stuff that was happening with Max, they just chalked it down to his prematurity. So he'll get there, he's just a little bit slower, or like, oh, like, because he can crawl, like he could crawl. So the doctors would just say, well, no, it's, you know, sometimes when kids crawl, it's, you know, they just don't want to walk because they found a faster way to get around. So it was missed, like his diagnosis was missed because of his prematurity. And that's just what we're chalking it down to, because there's no other reason. If you would have had a normal child, you definitely would have been like, there's something wrong, because he was regressing. So that's why we had an MRI done and we had a few other things done, and they all came back clear. But your first initial thought with a premature child is they have cerebral palsy, which also affects the motor skills to walk.
And what are the constraints for Max in the long term?
Without Zolgensma, for sure, he probably will not walk without assistance. So whether it be like with a walker, he may be able to use like the little arm braces like that would help him. But he probably will never walk on his own without Zolgensma. What will happen is his breathing, as well as his swallowing, like that. SMA, that's what gets worse, is those sort of things. So anything to do with your motor function. He has chronic lung disease because he was a premature baby. So his lungs probably will be a lot, they're already a lot worse off. So that's what's really concerning for us, is breathing is what could really take a hit, like sooner than later, probably with him. So that's kind of where we're at. But we don't know when that's going to happen. There's some type 2s that start to really deteriorate in their teens. And others make it to their 30s and they're in a wheelchair, but they're just a little bit, they're weaker. And these with SMA, they tire really easily. Some lose a lot of function in their hands. So really the only thing that they can move a little bit is their hands to get around in their powered wheelchairs.
And is there any other cases in Canada? What is the statistics?
The way that SMA works, it's called a rare genetic disease, but it's 1 in 10,000 that do get diagnosed with SMA. So there's type 0 all the way to type 4. So there's four types. Type 0 is like in the womb, usually babies are born and then they pass away. And then type 1, type 2 is what Max has. Type 3 is like a little bit older. So they'd be usually diagnosed. They can be diagnosed when they're about 5, but it usually the onset doesn't happen until they're late teens sometimes or early teens, but it's a little bit later. And then type 4 is like a later adult. But with right now, the individuals that are fighting for Zolgensma, there are two type 1s. So there's one right now in Saskatchewan and one in Edmonton. And then there's two of us type 2s. So that would be Max. And then there's another little guy that's in Ontario. So that's where we're kind of at. There are other large group on Instagram. We're in a chat of type 1 and type 2 moms. And most of the kids are all under the age of 3. But there is a very good support system that we have for SMA families and moms and dads. It's a group you never want to be a part of, but it's an incredible group because it's huge support for us.
And the fact that you're not alone in this.
Yeah, it's nice to see stories because a lot of it is not, because Zolgensma and as well as Spinraza, which is the injection into the spine that Max is getting right now, that kind of slows the process because there are other families with this. You see success stories and it really gives you hope. There's also things where, you know, you see kids that don't react as well, especially to Spinraza. Zolgensma is pretty much like all the kids that usually receive Zolgensma, also depending on when they get it. It's incredible what this treatment does. It's an incredible treatment, but you get to talk with these parents and they tell you things that a doctor or a scientist would not tell you, just because it's their own personal experience. So that's a lot more reassuring as well.
And you mentioned Zolgensma. It's the treatment?
Yes. So Zolgensma is the treatment. So that's the $2.8 million treatment that we're fundraising for.
And why is it so expensive?
So what it is it's a gene therapy. So because of the way that it was manufactured, I guess, they just make it that much more expensive. And that's the frustrating part because a lot of it, like some of it's publicly funded by groups that want research for SMA. So that's kind of where we're sitting why is this so expensive? Because you're pretty much putting a price on a child's life. So that's the hardest part for us. It's that expensive. And then, you know, we can't access it. Like it's saving children's lives.
And how is Max doing in general?
He's doing like, okay. He's getting a little bit stronger with these Spinraza, these lumbar punctures that he's getting. So that is reassuring for us. It's just a band-aid to the problem and it's painful for him. So right now he's getting it every 2 weeks, but it will be 4 months for the rest of his life. And it's expensive. Like these shots are $125,000 a shot. So in the end, Zolgensma is actually a cheaper option than this Spinraza. And it's dangerous. He's getting an injection into his spine. And so, you know, there's lots of risks that go along with. As far as like the community supports, like from the small community the Peace Country has been absolutely incredible with everything people are doing. We've got businesses, individuals just reaching out saying, what can we do? How can we help? You know, giving, you know, percentages of proceeds to Max's foundation, the bottle drive, like all across Alberta. They seem like little things, but they're making a huge difference.
Well, thank you so much, Briarly.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
En résumé, Max, âgé de 2 ans, a reçu un diagnostic d'atrophie musculaire spinale de type 2 en novembre 2020. Le trouble neuromusculaire rare entraîne une atrophie musculaire et la perte de motoneurones. Ces motoneurones contrôlent les mouvements des bras, des jambes, de la poitrine, du visage, de la gorge et de la langue. Les dommages entraînent des difficultés à parler, à marcher, à respirer et à avaler chez les patients. Un enfant sur 10 000 serait atteint de cette maladie. Un traitement est notamment disponible pour aider la motricité, sauf que le traitement Zolgensma est estimé à environ 2,8 millions de dollars et doit généralement être administré aux nourrissons avant leur deuxième anniversaire. Si un enfant est trop vieux, le traitement risque d'échouer. Brierly Parker, la mère de Max, tient aussi à remercier la communauté qui ont été très présents pour elle et sa famille dans cette épreuve difficile. C'était Brierly Parker, la mère de Max Sitch, atteinte de l'atrophie musculaire spinale de type 2 et responsable de la fondation Mighty Max. Je suis en compagnie de Bowden Sitch, le père de Max Sitch, atteint de l'atrophie musculaire spinale de type 2 et responsable de la fondation Mighty Max. You started a GoFundMe for treatment for Max, and I know the goal is 2.8 million, but how far are you from your goal?
We figure right now we're probably at about 1.2 million, and we have a couple other big fundraisers that are currently kind of in the works.
And I think it's good. So people's been generous.
Absolutely. Our small community, the Peace Country, it's been amazing. Everybody's been doing what they can. We figure we raised over $100,000 in bottles. And a lot of the other cities, too, seem to be showing a lot of support. The people of Alberta have just been amazing.
And so when the goal is reached, what's the next step?
Well, right now, our biggest obstacle is acquiring the drug from the government. We've been having trouble with that. So as soon as we raise the funds, we should hopefully have access to the medication, and Max should be able to get treatment. And we hope that, he'll be able to walk and get into trouble and do all the things that little guys do. We can't thank everybody enough for all the support and emotional support and financial support. It's been amazing.
Well, thank you so much, Bowden.
No, thank you very much.
En résumé, Bowden, le père de Max, n'a pas été surpris à quel point les gens de sa communauté ont été grandement généreux pour son fils. Dès que le but de 2,8 millions de dollars aura été atteint, ils auront accès au traitement Zolgensma pour Max et celui-ci pourra, en espérant, pouvoir marcher. C'était Bowden Sitch, le père de Max Sitch, atteint de l'atrophie musculaire spinale de type 2 et responsable de la fondation Mighty Max. Je suis en compagnie de Gordon Drummond, propriétaire du Tim Hortons de Peace River et Valley View, qui a décidé d'amasser des dons pour la fondation Mighty Max.
Okay, why is it important for you to support your community?
From our perspective is that as a business owner, when you've got a community that's supporting you as a business, it's the right thing to do to support the community back.
Yeah. Is it the first time you've been participating in a foundation?
Well, no. I participate myself, particularly both monetarily and physically. I do a kids' cancer bike ride on an annual basis, which is a foundation in itself. And then, of course, there's the Tim Hortons Children's Foundation as well.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that for the foundation, you've been selling Max Donut, which are blue and white sprinkles donuts. How many did you sold?
Right around 12,800, I believe, was the number.
That's very good.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we're really, really happy about that number. Because when our director of operations came up with the idea, and when we started it, we had it rolled out in less than 48 hours. So nobody even knew we were going to do this. We just kind of launched it. We got going with it. So we're really, really happy with those numbers.
So people's been very generous.
Yeah, you know, extremely generous. And I think maybe one of the things that allowed through Tim Hortons, our restaurants, was it allows people to help that family and help Max in a small way.
Yeah.
Right? We're grateful that we have that opportunity to do it.
And did everything went well, or you ran into difficulties?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, we ran into some difficulties. We learned some things about this that next time we have to be a little bit better prepared, even though we want to launch it as quickly as possible, because we do understand that this is a time-sensitive thing for this fundraiser. This young man needs his vaccine by a certain time,
mm-hmm.
right?
And yeah.
So that clock ticks on a daily basis. So we launched it, and then what ended up happening is to the point earlier, were we happy with it? We sold out of donuts. We didn't have donuts.
And how much have you raised in total?
We raised, like I say, this is pretty close, 12,000 $800. And then we were generously got contacted by an individual who wanted to contribute $100,000 to the Mighty Max Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And like we had to ask, like, okay, wait a second here. Did you say 1,000 or did you say 100,000? And you know, they were pretty clear. They want to give $100,000 to this young man to help him get what he needs.
And he wanted to stay anonymous, right?
Correct. Super generous individual to do this. I mean, the only thing that I could say is if everybody somehow can, you know, sort of give a dollar. I mean, you know, the population of Alberta is over 4 million.
Yeah.
Right? Just that we're grateful that we've been able to help.
Thanks a lot, Gordon, for your time.
No, thank you. Really appreciate it.
C'est après une vente de beignes pour Mighty Max Sitch de Fairview que les établissements Tim Hortons de Valley View et Peace River ont annoncé la semaine dernière qu'ils avaient réuni plus de 112 000 $ pour aider la famille de l'enfant de 2 ans à lui offrir son traitement Zolgensma. Un généreux donateur a même offert un don de 100 000 $ en faveur de Max. Le propriétaire, Gordon Drummond, explique que c'est important de soutenir sa communauté. C'était Gordon Drummond, propriétaire du Tim Hortons de Peace River et Valley View, qui a décidé d'amasser des dons pour la fondation Mighty Max. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.